The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
A staycation in Ireland isn't just about the beautiful scenery. It's also packed with exciting trips to do that you may not be so familiar with. And here to tell me about the adventures you can get up to on the coastline is Michelle Walsh-Jackson from thenoveltraveller.com. Michelle, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire, for being here.
I think this is a great idea. Rather than going to a place and expecting the place to deliver, to plan a trip or an adventure while you're there?
Well, we've got so much choice in Ireland. We really are spoiled. And last year I went on one of the leading activities that we actually have in Dingle in County Kerry, beautiful part of the country. But Dingle Sea Safaris is actually number one in the TripAdvisor in all Ireland, you know, for activities. And I just had the most remarkable time. It's entirely family run business. Jimmy Flannery, who started the company, runs it with his sons, Jamie and Colm. And when you go there, they'll, you know, you put on your dry suit, you put on your life-saving vest, and then you go off on an exhilarating ride on a rib.
Is this at night time?
This is at daytime. And you know what? You get to see the most spectacular cliffs. But apart from that, the wildlife we have here in Ireland is just remarkable. I mean, you don't have to go to Alaska now and go on a fancy cruise. We saw 4 mink whales. I was with the kids and they were like gobsmacked. They're very lucky kids. I bring them around the world. But to see 4 mink whales on your first time out, there was a pod of dolphins and they were playing beside us. You know, you got to see baby seals on the Great Blasket. Now, anybody who did Peg Sayers is old enough to remember that would be haunted by the Blasket Islands. But, you know, it's beautiful scenery. But apart from that, it's just amazing what we have on our doorstep. And that is a really good adventure activity
if you're down in Kerry. So that's down in Dingle. That's the Sea Safari.
Dingle Sea Safari, family run business. It's about €80 per person. You can book online, but I really recommend it.
Okay, so where are we going to next? We're going to West Cork.
We are going to West Cork. Now, I was down in beautiful Inchidonny Island Lodge and Spa. I don't know if you've spent any time there recently, Claire, but it's just gorgeous because you've got that wide, expansive beach. And they have teamed up with a local couple called Conor O'Buachla and his wife. And they are gourmet and they run cycling trips, you know, so you can cycle on an e-bike, which I don't like pain. You know, it takes the pain out of it when you're on when the bike's doing all the work for you. But they cycle into Clonakilty, and he's a great storyteller. And this is what really West Cork is about. You know, the traditions, the culture, and he tells fantastic stories about you know, a crash landing in during the Second World War, where a monkey was brought from Morocco, and Tojo, there's a little monument to him in a pub in the town. Great local stories, but one very special activity he has in July is a bioluminescent swim. Now, this is a really unusual event that happens all along the Wild Atlantic Way, but there are little key spots and coves where you can have a better vantage point of it. And they are run at night. And the best time to go is during a new moon, from July until October. And they work out at about €97 per person. And included in that, he will bring you to the special place with hot drinks, snacks, wetsuits, safety equipment. You know, that's a very, very big part of it. But it's just something really remarkable to see. And you think you have to go to Bermuda or, you know, the Caribbean to see these natural phenomena.
That's an unforgettable experience, really, I would imagine.
You would take that with you forever. I'm planning to go back down there and go to it. So that's gourmet. And, you know, also in Cork, you've got at Ballyhass, which I really recommend. They've got great adventure activities. And they've now got a second centre in Coachford. But, you know, for €23 for a day, you've got a family pass and you can go wakeboarding. You can go, you know, kayaking.
You've got the zip lines as well, do they?
Oh,
they all love them.
It's one of my favourites is the zip lines. I just love an old zip line. But, you know, lots of land activities as well. So I really recommend that.
Now, you love this next one in Donegal, the Wild Alpaca Way.
Well, Again, you don't need to travel far. These animals were brought from the Andes and they love Donegal because the climate suits them very well. And in the Knocknamany Bends is where John McGonagall and his wife and his family have this fantastic activity. And, you know, people can go there from all ages, from babies. Their 94-year-old is the last hiker they had, you know, the oldest hiker they've had. But there's something therapeutic about walking with alpacas. They're just beautiful animals. They're kind of akin to sheep in their nature and their temperament. Beautiful, soft, furry skin. And when you start the walk, you're given a lead and you walk along beside them and you can, you know, I couldn't stop petting mine. It was just addictive. But, you know, they have lovely names and characters like Bongo and Ted. And my alpaca, I remember, was called Rio. And you get fantastic
photos.
Are
they not hungry animals? Like, they don't love snacks like Labradors?
Well, I don't know how
they're rooting for food in your bag, no?
I don't didn't know about that about them, but they certainly weren't looking for treats from us. I'm sure John has them very well fed up there. But you know, this is another lovely family business where people have put their passion and their heart and soul into it. And it's not just school groups, it's families or just couples or just solo people. You can
so
join a group.
So what do? You go for a long walk with an alpaca?
Yeah, absolutely. A group, it's 3 times a day and it's about 2 hours long. And of course you get your fantastic Instagram opportunities and the alpacas are all trained, you know, they actually love it. They love all the attention.
Because that's the McGonagall family in Donegal.
The wild alpaca, alpaca.
Now we're going to Mayo.
Yeah, well, you know, who doesn't love Mayo and especially Achill Island with that beautiful Keam Strand that was made so famous? But, you know, another fantastic route that people don't probably realise is the Clew Bay Bike Trail. And I went with Rachel's Irish Adventures and she'll do a bespoke trip for you. She'll organise a route for you, but you can do it yourself, self-led. I started in Westport, cycled the old e-bike, again, no pain. I went to Lewisburg and Runa Pier is where I took the ferry over to Clare Island. And this is a fantastic place for stories and legends because Grace O'Malley, the Pirate Queen, of course, is buried there. And that's where she had her castle.
And you brought the bike with you, did you?
Brought the bike, yeah, on the ferry. And then after cycling down the island and going to the church there where she's buried, we got another bike. Oh, we cycled the bike, got another ferry over to Achill Island. And of course, Achill Island, there's just so much to see there from the aquarium, you know, to there's also a distillery and you can do a little bit of tasting.
Did you do all this in one day?
I actually did all in one day. Yeah, started in Lewis and did the two ferries. Now you have to time it to make sure that both ferries are available. But you know, this information is on the mayo.ie website. It's also clear, you can put in Clew Bay Bike Trail. And of course, everything else is on my website as well.
So when you got back then to the mainland, you had to cycle back to Westport then,
Westport, yeah. And there's kind of a fabulous greenway. There's a beautiful greenway there, an old railway line that has been converted. And Westport, what a great town for the crack.
This listener says, as a child, I used to go surfing in a place where we would get the bioluminescence. Imagine a Disney movie where the trail of blue behind the boat appears in a lagoon or something. It's exactly what it's like. Surfing at night under the light of a full moon and streaks of electric blue behind your surfboard where you have disturbed the water. A genuinely magical experience.
Oh, it's beautifully put. That reader
Isn't
should
it?
Be writing. It's
absolutely
beautiful. Yeah, and it is something, and it's on our doorstep, Claire. You know, we are so lucky here.
Michelle, thank you so much. That's Michelle Jackson Walsh, who is from thenoveltraveller.com.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.